Up most of the night with the sick child, I was physically exhausted. On top of that, my husband and I had also had a bad fight. I was emotionally done. This is Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transform Through Truth. Now I was in my car on the way to my office, and I turned on the radio, hoping to be soothed by Christian music. My tears flowed as I prayed, "Oh God, how can I cope with the overwhelming needs?" Immediately, I was reminded of a dear friend who once shared how prayer for her children with a small group of other women changed her life. I wondered if this would work for me, and I was amazed to discover other women have the desire to seek God. I found a prayer group, and I did discover that I could get to know God better by praising Him for praying for my children and loving on other people's children by praying for them. It transformed my mind when I prayed scripture aloud. Romans 8:35 through 37, "Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." In Jeremiah 33:3, "Call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." It was remarkable when I shared my family's needs with other women that they love my children through praying for them. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the way you put together the body of Christ. Thank you for the power of corporate prayer and that this type of prayer is the highest evidence of love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.